Welcome back. I want to dig a little bit deeper into Airbnb's earnings here. The company handedly topping expectations in its latest quarter, as you can see, but its guidance for the current quarter might have investors a little spooked. Let's start with the good news there. Reporting a near quadrupling of revenue in Q2 as travel bounced back from the lows of the pandemic. The company also, as you can see, they reported a narrower than expected net loss. But for Q3, Airbnb says it expects the number of nights and experiences booked to fall short of where they were pre-pandemic back in 2019. So for more on how that's impacting the growth story for Airbnb as shares move between red and green here, let's bring in Bernie McTernan, Needham & Company Managing Director, joins us right now. And Bernie, you seem unfazed here based on that potential Q3 slowdown. You reiterated your buy rating, upped your price target $6 a share to 200. So what makes this a buying opportunity in your eyes?
Yeah, look, we're willing to take the long-term view. I mean, what we did is that we took up our bookings estimate for the year by 10%, our revenue estimate up by 8%, and our EBITDA estimate by almost 40%. So really, our two key takeaways from the print is that North America is just still really strong. So if you look sequential or versus 2019 levels, North America was up 29% or 25% on nights booked. So certainly good to see demand coming back in their most important territory, but then also supply is coming back too. This is the first quarter since the pandemic started where supply actually increased sequentially. And there's two things really driving that. One, supply is following demand. So on that point on North America's strength, North America supply was actually up 8% sequentially. So really good to see. And then number two, the company's been investing in efficiency. So they talked about how the onboarding of a host is actually half of the time now than it was prior to some of the efficiencies that they've put in. And they're also advertising too, the big digital advertising campaign in 2Q to bring hosts back on. So those are really our key takeaways in terms of the momentum in the story. Obviously, the warning on July brings up a whole lot of uncertainty, but we heard that earlier in the week too, and last week from Expedia and Booking as well.
On the particular cost you just highlighted, I mean, 175% jump, and Airbnb has said, look, we're trying to expand our platform. We're trying to get more hosts on board here. I mean, is that the only story here, or you think that the you know, they're sort of struggling because of the pandemic? How should we read into that 175% jump?
Well, this is a company that's going to be coming out of the pandemic a whole lot more profitable than before. We actually increased our EBITDA estimates. Now we're above $1 billion in EBITDA for 2021, and we're above $2 billion in 2022. Why that's so significant is because the two major pushbacks I get on the stock is one, supply, and I already talked about the good parts in supply there, but two is on valuation. This is a stock trading at 15 times sales, which is pretty expensive, but we think that stock is on the brink of going through a valuation paradigm shift here, where, as I mentioned before, the over $2 billion of EBITDA we have for 2022, that's at the high end of the street. But the stock's trading at 40 to 45 times that number. So we think that the stock, as they continue to beat, it's going to go through the shift where it's going to look expensive on sales. So all of a sudden, that time to reasonableness, where you can put a reasonable multiple on like an NTM EBITDA number, is coming a lot closer. And that's how we'll be looking at the stock going forward.
Yeah, I wonder how maybe that the idea that can happen maybe gets dented here in terms of just kind of the weakness that came up for Q3. Not because, you know, it's not something dissimilar from what other people are reporting too. You know, we had the CEO of Booking Holdings on the show not too long ago, also talking about some Q3 weakness relative to pre-pandemic travel. But just because Airbnb is so new, right? I mean, maybe investors just don't totally understand that this company is not just kind of a hotel company or competitor, but also the experiences that are added on top of it. I mean, what do you think maybe other analysts might be missing?
Yeah, well, I think a key point here is that travel really changed during the pandemic. It became less urban, it was shorter distances, it was more domestic, and it was longer stays. That really drove consumers to maybe try Airbnb for the first time. And now we're seeing some of those pockets actually come back on the inverse. So we're seeing, you know, cross-border travel start to increase. We're start seeing cities start to increase. So I think that some of the strains where they're the only game in town maybe during the pandemic getting consumers to try Airbnb, that's drawing consumers in. We actually did a survey about a month ago where customers or U.S. consumers said that on average, as they traveled over the next year, they half the people said they were going to stay in a hotel and half said they were going to try an Airbnb. But if you had stayed at an Airbnb before, it was actually half hotels and half Airbnbs. That tells us that really the gating factor for people to stay in an Airbnb is to try it for the first time. And because travel is changing or changed during the pandemic, we think it did drive people to try it for the first time.
And Bernie, you know, before we came to you, we were talking about Disney as one of those stocks where you can sort of play the reopening as well as the stay-at-home trade on both ends. I mean, couldn't you argue that Airbnb is kind of one of those stocks? On the one hand, the uncertainty around the Delta variant raises concerns about how willing people are to travel. But then when you look at the most recent quarter, they've highlighted the fact that the longer stays, 28 days or more, is the fastest growing sector. Does it make Airbnb a bit more resilient when you compare it to some of its competitors in the travel space?
Maybe relative to the rest of the travel space. I mean, if we go through another massive wave here and we're still talking about the Delta variant, you know, 6 to 12 months from now, it's going to be hard for the stock to work over that time frame if there's a significant kind of, you know, re-shutdown. But unless, you know, if that, you know, doesn't be the scene, you know, we're looking at a company that's coming out of the pandemic a whole lot more profitable. And we think that's really just not understood by investors at this point to the degree that we think it is.
Bernie McTernan, Needham & Company Managing Director. Good to talk to you on this Friday. Have a good weekend.